Tez. We did Sif Yud. We still finished Mishnah Berurah and Sif Yud. So only Mishnah Berurah and Katan Chav Zayin. So the Ramah said when a child reaches the age of 13 years old, we assume that he's also reached the physical maturity necessary that he can be included in the Zimun. The Oz Machzakinan, the Rinan Kimish Agil Lachal Shonim, Mistamakar, he reached the proper age, probably he has the physical maturity. Vein Sarach Bedika Acharzeh, he doesn't need Bedika. Now, Abibel Dekul, the Nimsa Shein Bishtay Saris, Lomas Tefinan Lezimun, but if we did see that he doesn't, we don't try and explain it away, we say that, you know, he has not reached physical maturity yet, and we cannot use him for Zimun. Again, following the opinion of the Ramah, that we're not mitzar of a child under the age of Bar Mitzvah. Now, the discussion over here is, can we make the Zimun? Can he be part of the three or part of the ten? There's a different question. Can he be the one who's going to bench and be moitzi other people? People are going to be, in the case of people are not benching along, people are going to be listening to him and be yotzi with his benching. So these people are chayv in a raisa. Now we have a new question. Can we assume that he's a gadol and be moitzi these other people on a raisa level of chiyuv? Okay, if he's going to bench out loud and they're going to listen to him, and the people who are listening have eaten today svia, their chayv mina rice and benching. We know for sure he has the age, and we do what Shehevi Shei Saras, and we know for sure that he has a physical maturity as well. Because now you're dealing with the mitzvah of the raisa. This chazaka that we assume he probably had tzaris, we don't rely on when you're dealing with the raisas. Okay, miu. Im mazamen eno emer kiim nevorech. The chaber chazamazon mevor kolecha mechad laatzma kimino genu. If, however, we're not having a situation where he's benching out loud and being moitzi to other people, but rather he's benching on his own, everybody else is benching with him at the same time. So then he's not being moitzi to them. So less lanbo, the chiyuv mishu ben yirgim moshana, samchin al bazel al chazaka. So then for the chiyuv the rabbanon of zimun, we can rely on this chazaka, this assumption. So this halachic assumption is valid when you're dealing with the rabbanons. It's not valid when you're dealing with the rices. I think we mentioned this before. So you have, you know, various applications of that. So for nemonis, on a mitzvah the rice, so he wouldn't be nemon. For example, if you have a keli which is chayiv in tevila kelim mita rice, so tevila kelim does not require intent. So Katzin can do the act of Tefillas Kelim, but he can't tell you that he did it. He has on the monis as an Eidecha that he did it, unless he's a Gadol. So if it's glass, there's only Chayv Min Rabbanan, so he'd be believed. He tells you that he took care of the metal Kelim for you, so you can be there and watch him do it, right? But he couldn't come and testify that he did that. Or the other example, which is a very common issue, is the problem of including him into a Bezdin for the purpose of Hataras Nadornim. Okay. Now, the Ramah continues to discuss the Cherish. Cherish over here not being a person who's a deaf mute. Chavches, Mari Becherish Hamadabra Ben Hashemei. He can speak, just he can't hear. So therefore, he's considered a person who's Chayiv Mitzvahs. Dil Becherish Gomer, who's a deaf mute, Kamel and Departer, we call Mitzvahs Kekata. If he's a deaf mute, so he's not chayav mitzvah, ben mitzdarif. Becheres hashemei ben medaber. Now, so over here we have so this person can. We're saying that he can, even though he can't hear the bracha, but he can. He's chayav mitzvah and he can speak, so he can be included in the zimun.
He said, Shomei Aveinu Medaber.
But let's say a case where the person is Shomei Aveinu Medaber, the case of the Rambam was a case of Medaber Aveinu Shomei, like the Mishnah Berurah said. But not the Mishnah Berurah now, Shomei Aveinu Medaber, Ayin Rebbe Begodim. But in the case where we have the opposite, where he can hear, so, but he can't speak, so he can't answer. So we know that there's three people chachayev, and he's, you know, but he's not able to actually verbalize the response that's required. So for a minyan, for davening, he counts. So even though he doesn't answer to the Kaddish or the Kedusha because he can't speak, but he counts. He counts to the minyan of ten. But over here, it's specifically built around the idea of the response. So the Pribagonim says that possibly he's not mitzdarf. Shaita, then Ramah mentioned the Shaita again, so it can't be a full-fledged Shaita because then he's not chayav mitzvahs. He's not mitzdarf. But loymar b'shaita gomer, this ain't a mitzdarf. Means he doesn't function normally. People consider him, so but that doesn't remove him from his chiyuv of zimun. Okay. Fine. Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. Mishanidu Aleveira Emazamno. A person who's been put in chayrim because of something, because of an error that he did. So part of the idea of the cherem is that he's not functioning as part of Klal Yisrael right now. So he can't be mitzara for Zimun.
Even if it would be a benefit to Klal Yisrael to have him, you're saying he can't.
Correct. Okay. Laman Emes Amnon loves him. Shem Rabbein L'Shlosh Rabbein L'Asara. Shizel L'Shem Nidui. Shem Rechikim Avdilim Oysem Agudosim. The whole idea of Nidui is that we distance him, so he can't be part of our group. He's not mitzarf to the group. Which I don't recall what the point over there was. Just want to point out, it's kind of points out in a different place, that when a person's in Chayrim, it's not just that he can't be counted for minyan, but he's not mitzarf to the minyan, even if there's a minyan besides him. So his tefillahs go to Shemayim, not his tefillahs of a tzibur, part of a tzibur, but the tefillahs of a yachid, which we know, the person goes with tefillahs of a tzibur, the tefillahs are answered in a different way. The person goes with tefillahs of a yachid. So even if he would be, you know, there in the shul, he's considered not part of the group, and so his tefillahs are dealt with without this special shiat of Shemayim of tefillah of a tzibur. Person is in Kherim. Okay. Simon Reish. This deals with the person who's interrupting his meal to respond to Zimun. Shlosh shachlu ke'echod. There's three people who ate together, and they have a chi of Zimun, and two of them want to bench, and the third one's not ready to bench. So the loch is echod mafsik al karcha l'shtayim v'ayda imahem b'rchaz Zimun. So they can force him to respond. So if they want to go, and they want to bench now, he has to answer. Therefore, they continue to go. They go ahead, and they do zimun. And even if he refuses the answer, they still go ahead and do zimun. It's like he answered for the purposes of zimun. As long as he's there, he's saying that in a case where he went outside, it was a different story. He has to he has to respond. But if one of the two wants the bench, the other two are not ready to bench, they are not required to pause for Zimun for that one individual. They could if they want, but they're not required to. The chi of Zimun comes if they agree to it. But if they refuse to stop, he says, okay, no problem. I'm going ahead anyway. They didn't re-answer, so then he didn't do anything. If they refuse to interrupt, so he can't leave, because his act of zimun without them is not a zimun. and he's not a lead before you do Zimun, because he ate together as a, with Kriyas. So he can't leave until the other two end and are willing to do Zimun. So he's Zimun, he can't leave without Zimun. Okay. Sivkot and Aleph. So we had a situation, three people ate together. So they started the meal together. So they're in a way with they're together, so they get a chiyuv zimun, and now two of them are ready to bench, and one of them is not ready to bench yet. So the halacha is mafzik al karcha. He can be forced to interrupt his meal and answer. It's not up to him to decide whether he wants to answer or not. He's mechuyev to interrupt. Since they are the two, and the majority against the one, they're allowed to go ahead and force him to join in. So long as they go ahead and do zimun, and they're yotze zimun whether he answers or not. Even if he doesn't answer, since he's there, he hears, he's able to answer.
So, in other words, if he doesn't answer, he essentially, quote unquote, he sins by not answering?
Well, he lost his zimun. By not answering, he lost his zimun. He didn't stop them. They're yotze, and he's not yotze, so he didn't really accomplish too much. Now, the reason why we stressed the fact that he was there, because we had the case before, if he was outside, then he's only mitzarif if he answers. But he will not be yotze unless he answers. But however, if the opposite is true, the two are not ready to bench yet, and one wants the bench, so they have no chiyuv to interrupt and do zimun with him right now.
One person's ready to go ahead and bench, the other two are still busy.
Right.
Ready to go ahead and bench.
There's a Shari Chul over here and says if the one who wants to bench is the father or the Rebbe, and the other two are Tamidim or children, so then they'd be mechuyev to interrupt for the kavod of the Rebbe or their father. So they too would have a chiyuv to interrupt for the one and they answer to him.
So if one of the two doesn't necessarily want to bench, but he'll be willing to be agreeable and he says, okay, does the third then have to join?
I think so, yeah. Once two of them are willing to do that, okay.
Well, for the Muhammad, it sounds like two want to. Here, only one wants to; the other is willing to.
I think they once one is agreeable, the second one is agreeable, the third one would have to go in. Would have to join. I think so. Okay. And a Rishoy. So now, what he's left with is he can't force them to answer to him. He can't leave without Zimun, so he has to wait until they're ready. Okay. So he's not allowed to be a vorech lotzis l'shuk. About chelik on that, but that today chiyav zimun chal achikimur kol shloisha sudosim. So actually, there's no chiyav zimun. The Bach argues in this whole thing. It says zimun is only chal when all three are ready to bench, or at least two of them are ready to bench. So since the two of them are not ready to bench yet, seemingly started with them. Okay, kadam shegamur ashnayim rishoy echad l'vorech b'fnei atzur l'lotzis. So the Bach says the Bichirish that he, in this situation, since the other two have not finished the meal yet, he's allowed to bench and leave without saying Zimun. All the Kharim disagree with this Bach, that's not true. Kimish skill lech but yachad kham yad khab zeman alayhim the khib zeman takes effect when they start to meal together ben shumach mem shigam sudo so kadam kadam shall the work of the atmal says therefore nobody is allowed to bench early and leave okay meal im hoya dabar nokh some urgent again have some moment could have let's see a situation where if he doesn't leave there's going to be a loss of money. So maybe we could say with that situation we're going to rely on the Bach. Or we could argue even like the other Shitas, maybe they did not mean to join under those circumstances. The best thing really to do with the other two should be willing to be nice enough to interrupt and respond to him. That which we say they have to interrupt their meal. So the Shulchan Aruch says that their interruption is that the Mezamen says Nevorech and they respond Baruch Shulchan Mishalom Tochayinu. Right, end of conversation. Then they continue their meal. Our minig is that they have to hear the whole first bracha. In other words, we don't say that he listened to the first bracha, so he's really yearned to the first bracha. He should bench later on, starting from Nadulukha. We don't say that. We say he has to start over again from the beginning of the bench.
Let's say the three of us are, eating together, and these two want to bench, and I'm like, okay, I'm still eating, right? So I'll answer,
right.
But I don't actually say the first bracha. I just listen to them say it, and I say amen, right?
Right.
So I'm not sure then what it, I must be misunderstanding this discussion with me. It sounds as if, no, I should say the first bracha with them, and then go back and say it again later when I actually finish my meal and bench. Am I misunderstanding that?
No, you just listen to the first bracha.
Yeah.
But Shemei Ka'ina works. So it's like you said, the first bracha. Now, you didn't eat an end of not eating any more bread. So, I really should say, I already said the first bracha. I should start from the halacha. That's just saying you don't say that. We require him to say the whole thing. But he's pointing out that there would be such a logic to argue like that, which we were saying is not correct. Okay. Now, Ashi Yomer. So the Shulchan Aruch says you only have to interrupt to say Baruch. So that's enough to be Yotzei Birchas HaZimun. The Mezamen said Nevorech Elokeinu or Nevorech Shachal Mishaloi by three or by ten. He said Nevorech Elokeinu Shachal Mishaloi, and we answer back Baruch Shachal Mishaloi, Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Mishaloi. We've done our business. We've answered. That's enough. According to Mechaber, that's enough, and you can continue to eat. But the Ramah says no. We interrupt and we. I'm sorry. Then you go back, continue eating. You don't have to make a new bracha rishon. You'll say, well, you interrupted your meal by benching, so you have to say a moitzi again. No. Blah bracha tchila. The hainu shein tzarech oy, the pam, the hilz gedam, a moitzi, shek hashaposa, b'shil, b'richas zimun, oy siya taitzi melecha oy. He interrupted this, zimun, he was not interrupting with intent to stop his eating, which would then be mechayev him a new act of bracha beforehand. No hayu daitzi lach zalecha, b'chaz zavoychol. If he actually, had decided to, he said, I'm not ready to bench right now. I want to excuse myself for a moment, whatever it is, do something, but I'm not eating anymore. I'll answer, I'm not eating anymore. He said, I didn't bench it. Why don't I eat some more? So then he would need a new bracha. He said, and he also has to wash his hands again before he continue eating. And you get involved in the bracha as before. Whether he's allowed to do this. Or maybe he's mechuyev to actually bench before he eats again. Once he was Mesiyah Das from eating, is he allowed to say a moitzi again and then eat and then bench afterwards, or both, or he was mechayev to bench before he starts eating again. So that's the machlokes we had before. Okay. Now the Rambam said the Yesh Armim Shitzarach LaHafzik, we have to interrupt to hear the whole first bracha. Shilahu, the after bracha is on Lav Legamri Bibircha Zimun. The first bracha is not part of Zimun, it's part of benching. Because even if you're not doing Zimun, you say that. The individual person who's benching, not in the context of Zimun, says it also. So it's not part of Bircha Zimun. Okay? But when you're doing Zimun, it's part of the Zimun. The Nevarach Levad Eino Bracha, Shein Bo Shem Malchus. So we say that Baruch Shalchal Mishalat Toyi. Let's say a Bracha to the one which we've eaten from him. So we respond, Baruch Shalchal Mishalat Toyi. So we made a Bracha to him. No, we didn't. We didn't say Baruch Hashem Malkin Malach. No. Bracha requires a formula. So the leader said, I'm asking you to join me in saying a bracha to Hashem. And we haven't done that yet. Well, we did. We said the first bracha of benching. Ah, so now we fulfilled the response to the Zimun. So even though it's not only for the purpose of Zimun, it's there independently, nothing to do with of Zimun. But one, in the case where you're doing Zimun, this is part of the response to the Zimun, so you cannot interrupt and go back. You cannot go back to your meal until you finish the Zimun process, which is the leader is inviting you to say a bracha to Hashem, and you're saying a bracha to Hashem. So I'm doing it by listening to the first bracha of benching. Hashem Hazon. So you have to listen until he says Hazon. So cut and test. So then he goes back to his meal. And then he starts benching from the beginning as well. The Rambam says at the end. He heard the first bracha of benching, and the scenario might be a scenario which he decided not, and he decided, you know what, I'm not getting it anymore anyway. And he heard the first bracha. So if he ate some more afterwards, so he has to bench for that. Because we hear the bracha at 9 o'clock, and he heard that he ate some more afterwards, and he benched at 9:30. So that food which is afterwards wasn't covered by benching. So he needs to bench for that. The Ramah says furthermore, even if he did not eat afterwards. If he had planned to do so, if when he interrupted to answer to Zimun, he had planned to eat more, even though he did not actually eat more. His plan was to go finish the meal. So when he benches it again, he needs to bench in the beginning of benching. Why is that? The kima the daito ha'yolachal oid. Since, even though he did not eat, since he had planned to eat, he didn't have come on to be yotze because he planned to eat some more. So therefore, he has to go back to the beginning of benching because he was not yotze the first bracha. He had no intention to eat more. And he did not eat more. So, in a case where he heard the first bracha, and he listened, like he's supposed to, so, and he had no intent to eat more, so there's no reason why he can't be yotze with that, even though he didn't actually bench at that point in time. When he starts benching later on, he'll start benching from the second paragraph. Finally, Abba Simon Kupagimel, Siv Zayin, Mishabura, Shom. Okay, so in general, we suggest that a person should not be yotze with Shemei HaKoyin because afraid he's not going to be mechaven, but if he is mechaven, he is yotze. also the Bir Halacha deals with some interesting scenarios. Lasu lechol pas. So the case was, so he interrupted his meal. He heard all the way through the first bracha, and we're saying that if he had no intention to eat anymore, so he could be yotzei with the first bracha. Let's say he had no intention to eat any more pas, but he had intention to eat mezonos or something of that sort. So for the pas part, which that's what benching is for, he really was yotzei. So the fact that he ate some mezonos afterwards, so when it comes to benching, really, he starts on the second bracha. Because as far as the bread is concerned, he had no intent to eat any more bread. So he that part of benching he was yotzei with. So he would bench from none of the chot to the end, and then he would say an alamichya. Because you can't say alamichya was covered with the benching, because alamichya didn't have his alam. When he ate that, he didn't say full benching afterwards. So that didn't cover the chiv alamichya, which requires a me'ain of all three brachas. So so it comes out an interesting scenario. That's like a great riddle. You ask somebody like, when's the halacha that you bench from none of the chot and you say alamichya afterwards? You know, fine. I never seen it on the Maizen. Kosa Poiskim. Then he deals with the question of you're eating in the middle of benching, it comes out. Because he said he's got the first bracha with Shemiyah, and then he eats his pastry, and then he starts another lecha, right? So you end up eating in the middle of benching, which sounds strange.
Yeah, how do you eat in the middle of benching? I thought once you started benching, you weren't allowed to stop.
That's normally so, correct. Because of person echem hafzik l'shnayim yochel hafzik kama pomim. So this individual who is interrupting to join to other people, this scenario can happen more than once. Kegoyim shemitchila ochlu shloisha v'hipsa lehem echad. There were three people eating together, and two of them were finished, and one was not finished, and he interrupted to answer to them. Then two more people joined him. So they benched and they left. He's still sitting there eating. Two more people joined him. Now, he still didn't finish eating. They finished eating. He can answer again. So why don't we say that he was part of the three. He was yotzei his zimun with them. So now there's only two people have a chiyav zimun, because he was yotzei his chiyav zimun. So that's called parach zimun, that the zimun has left, it flew away. The Mishra says, "Olashachlam parach zimun minayu." The kiman shenitzar for imo yishnayim shlozimnu yichalam lezaman alav chen pam shlishes of yotzei. Since two new people came in, and they have a chiyav, they joined him. Again, they're the roiv, so they're kaveh, this is a group which is chayim and zimun again. A new zimun, so he can join them in their chiyuv zimun, and that can happen if it happened a third time. He happened to have a very very long meal, and these people were rushing very much. So the second group benches and leaves. The third group comes and joins him, and again he would interrupt for them as well. Okay, but that's a case where it's one interrupting for the other two. Let's say the situation was there was a group of five. So let's argue that five here, so one and two are ready to bench. So number three interrupted an answer to them. Four and five didn't answer. And he said, okay, now let's turn around. Number three says, let me turn around now and join four and five and make a new zimun. So you don't say that in that case. Really, the chiyuv zimun was in all five together, because you're not supposed to break up a group of five. So they all had a chiyuv zimun, and the zimun was affected by the three of them. Two benching and one answering. So now the zimun has left the group. Even if they ate some more afterwards, numbers three, four, and five. Now, Eved Ezra disagrees with the Morgan of Rum and says that no, they would get a new Chiyuv Zimun. The Chronim seem to accept this argument. Okay. Then we're going to run. Now, Abimha Yeshiva Ishmoina, Hipsik Lishnai Mehem. So there was a group of more than six. Shiva Ishmoina. Hipsik Lishnai Mehem. So here we have a group of seven, a group of eight. So Mr. 1 and 2 wanted the bench. So Mr. 3 answered with them. Okay. So now Mr. 3 has not benched yet. See, he can join 4 and 5 and make a Zimun. Because since 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 exist, really, there is a Chiyuv Zimun on all of them. So he can now turn around and join their Chiyuv Zimun. The case where there's only 5... The Zimun was on all five together because there's no way they were allowed to break up into less than one unit. So the Chiyuv Zimun was lifted from them when the first two people benched. But over here, where there was more than six, there was at least six, but there's more than six. So the allowed to divide into two groups. So the fact that they benched doesn't take away the Chiyuv Zimun from the remainder. So he, who answered, could then be mistarif to two more. And then when those two bench, so numbers 4 and 5, number 3 joins 4 and 5, and he continues eating, he can then do it again and answers to number 6 and 7. So he ends up doing this, answering the Zimun three times in that situation. He can do it again. There was a group which was popular of Zimun. New point. Oh, it comes to the poskim. K'shem she'echad mafsik l'shnayim l'itzarf l'zimun. The same way the majority can force the minority to join. It's a case of regular zimun, which is three people, so the two can force the one to interrupt. So what about a case of a zimun of 10? Who then shloish or arba shechal mafsik mishudotzim l'hashtim l'sar l'vorach b'shem. If there's a group of 10, and 6 of them or 7 of them want a bench, they can force the remaining 3 or 4 to interrupt their meal and answer. And answering to a zimun of 10 and then continuing to eat, you do not need to listen to Lazanus Akol. Since we mention Hashem's name in the Baruch Elokeinu Shalchanu Mishaloi, so we mention Hashem's name there in the response. So as opposed to we just say Baruch Elokeinu Shalchanu Mishaloi, so we mention Hashem's name. So your Yotze, your Chiyuv Zimun was saying Hashem's name, you know, a bracha to Hashem. Okay, so now we had three people interrupted for the seven, and they made a Zimun of B'Shem. Meanwhile, the three people stayed behind, and they're still eating. Then they finish. So are they Mechiyuv Zimun? They already answered to the Zimun of 10, right? They threw up the answer Zimun, but they continued eating afterwards. So they're Mechiv in a new Zimun of 3. Yechel Mavarach B'Zimun B'Leparach B'Zimun Minayu. If they ate afterwards, they can make another Zimun. Kloni Tzarfu Mikor Rak Laskar Hashem. They did not really join for the purpose of Zimun to be Yetu Zimun. They joined for the purpose of being Maskar Hashem. Fine. Just so the Zimun of Elokeinu is not enough to take away the Chiyuv Zimun from them. So, if those four stayed and another six came and joined them, they can do benching with shame again. Why the call be asur shkita shay as long as the group of 10 the shkina is there. Now what about 5 for 5? Mitzar from hakach l'chamisha cherim lebruchas elokeinu kasherich l'malkuponim k'zayis pas biyachad. See, the five can't force the other five to stop and answer, but if the five did stop and answer, so 5 of them are ready to bench and 5 of them say, okay, we'll stop and answer. So those they can do that. If they want, they so choose, they can do that. And then, If later on another five people join the five who did not bench, now you have 10. So you can lose even b'shem again. We don't say that they lost the zimun in that situation.
Why wouldn't, I mean, if you've already made zimun, why wouldn't it be considered like almost like a bracha levatala? You're making a bracha and then you're making a bracha again? You already made the bracha. Am I crazy or
he ate some more. He has a nuchiyah to bench. He didn't bench yet, so we can still invite him to bench.
But what, suppose he meant to eat more and then he decided not to in the end.
No, so then he's not mitzarev to the other groups. It's all talking about, this is all talking about whether he ate afterwards.
Okay.
He joined them in the group, so that he's, otherwise we have a more intrinsic problem that there's only chiyuv zimun if they ate together as a group. He didn't eat anymore with them, so how is he shayach to them? The only scenario where that would be possible is a case where he didn't bench, the case where there were six or seven, so one and two wanted to bench, so number three interrupted an answer to one and two. So then he had eaten with four, five, six, and seven. Now four and five are ready to bench, so number three can answer. Because he has a chiyuv zimun. So that will be without him eating some more. But the scenario where these new people are coming, he's been mistaken, then that's only in conjunction with the fact that he ate something afterwards. Okay.
Number three.
In the case of there's seven people.
Anymore?
So, in a case where there's seven or eight people, and one and two wanted numbers one and two wanted to bench. So number three interrupted an answer. So Shabur said he could also then answer to numbers. Later on, when four and five are ready to bench, he can answer to four and five. That's even if he did not eat again. Because he ate the chaskila with four and five, they were part of the meal together. So he doesn't need a new kviyas together to create a chiyuv zimun. But in a case where new people came, and he wants to be mitzarif to them, it's only if he's being mitzarif to them, he's joining them and eating. Okay, so it's all it here.